The world is old. I'm not talking primarily about a chronological reality, not the imponderable eons of geologic time, not even the long, slow centuries of the human story. The spirit of the world is old. Its soul is old. There's something deep within it, a weariness, a sorrow, a weakness, clutching at its heart. You felt it maybe sometime before. I think we all have. Sometime when we listened to the world's voice and followed its commands and chased the things that it said would make us happy. The world is filled with feverish activity, with a constant thirst for novelty and the next new thing, but it's old. Promises some indulgence of sensual pleasure, but it's quickly gone, and it leaves an aching heart. It holds out the possibility of acquiring wealth and security, but it never turns out to be enough. It offers us the prospect of its applause in a fleeting moment of fame and glory, but that moment passes away, and the praise of the world is fickle, and it ceases. And though we say now that the world is old, it isn't a new insight. Centuries ago, Ecclesiastes saw it. Vanity of vanities, says Ecclesiastes, vanity of vanities, and all things are vanity, and there's nothing new under the sun. And if you've tasted the bitter weariness that is in the heart of what this world has to offer, if you've ever understood deeply what Ecclesiastes meant, then the mysteries that we celebrate tonight come as unspeakable hope and unspeakable joy. For today we open up the ears of our soul to hear the words of him who said, to a world that was growing old, a new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. Los misterios que celebramos esta noche son la institución de la Santa Eucaristía, del sacerdocio y el mandamiento nuevo del amor. Estos tres misterios contienen el poder de renovar nuestro mundo, de renovar nuestra vida. Danos una vida nueva, la vida de nuestro Señor Jesucristo que resucitó de la muerte y vive para siempre. Y esta noche vamos a contemplar con la visión de la fe estos tres misterios y vamos a tratar de entender este mandamiento nuevo que nuestro Señor nos dio. A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. My brothers and sisters, were we to put that new commandment into practice, it would completely change our lives. It would completely change our world. It would make all things new. And this evening, we want to stretch out the ears of our soul to listen to his voice and to learn the meaning of his commandment. And from the mysteries that we celebrate this night, the institution of the Eucharist and the institution of the priesthood, we want to learn what it would mean to love as he loved. En primer lugar, queremos entender de nuestro Señor, de su ejemplo, que debemos amar con la humildad. Hemos escuchado esta en el Evangelio, como nuestro Señor, el Rey de los cielos, lavó los pies de sus discípulos. Él creó el cielo, él encendió las estrellas, él fundó la tierra y el mar. Y miren, hermanos, Él está lavando los pies de sus discípulos. Y hermanos, ¿cómo nosotros podemos estar de pie, lleno de soberbia, cuando nuestro Señor está de rodillas, sirviendo, sirviendo a sus criaturas, sus discípulos, enseñándoles cómo deben amar? Hay que aprender de su ejemplo. Hay que amar como Él. Our love, like the love of our Lord, who got on his knees and washed the disciples' feet, ought to be humble. We also learn from the mysteries that we celebrate this night that it ought to be brave. Unfortunately, often enough, when we think of love, we are apt to confuse it with a sentimental attachment, with a fleeting fondness. But that kind of sentimentalism, though it loves for a day when love seems happy and easy, yet it is shallow and too selfish. And when love calls on us to suffer, when love calls on us to sacrifice, that sentimental love, it flees away. But the love we see in the cross of our Savior Jesus Christ, that love is a brave love. That love was there when the crowd was chanting Hosanna to the Son of David, and it was there when they were shouting, "Crucify him, crucify him." That love was willing to carry the cross, willing to suffer, willing to die. That love was willing to go to the garden. It was willing to go to the tomb for us, for our salvation. From his example, we learned that our love, too, has to be brave, has to be prepared for sacrifice and even for suffering. Finally, we learn from the example which our Lord set for us this holy night that our love is to be total. For on that night, before he was to suffer and before he was to die, he gathered his disciples around him and he said and did strange things. He took bread in his hands. He blessed it and broke it. He said it was his body given up for us. He took the chalice filled with the fruit of the vine. He blessed it and gave thanks to God and affirmed that the chalice contained his blood, which would be poured out for the salvation of the world. The last gift that he gave them, his body, his blood, his soul, his divinity, was nothing less and nothing other than himself. Not something besides him or other than him or less than him. The last gift that he left them was he. And he gives that same gift to us. And from that, we learn how we ought to love him in return. Giving our all. Giving all that we have. He asked his 12 apostles to do that as he made them that night the first priests. Asked them to lay down their lives in his service, to travel ultimately to the ends of the earth to preach his gospel, even in the end to suffer and to die for the salvation of their brothers and sisters. He asked them for everything, and not just them. Every Christian, each one of us, he asks for everything, for our whole life, in whatever vocation. But all too often, as we try to love him and try to serve him, we settle for trying to give him a part of ourselves, a little of ourselves, a modicum of our time, a bit of our resources, a pinch of our moral effort. And we hope somehow that after we've satisfied him and given him those things, maybe there might be enough left over to live our own lives and seek our own happiness. But my brothers and sisters, that is not the way that he calls us to love him. He doesn't want a part of you. He wants you. Doesn't want a little of your time or moral effort. He wants your heart. On another occasion, he formulated his great commandment this way: you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and mind and strength, all that you have, all that you are, not this or that piece, but the totality, offered up to him, directed to his glory. And though it's paradoxical to say it, it's only when we learn to do that, only when we learn to let go of our lives and give ourselves away, only when we learn to live for him, that we will ever truly find ourselves, that we will ever be free and blessed. As we begin these sacred 3 days tonight, as we walk with him and follow his footsteps down the sorrowful way that wound through the streets of Jerusalem and up the hill to Mount Calvary and beyond that to the tomb and the glory that stands beyond it, as we walk with him these 3 sacred days, look at him, my brothers and sisters. Look at eternal majesty down on his knees, washing the dust of the street from the feet of his disciples. Look at him loving bravely. Look at him giving his face to be spit upon and his back to be scourged. Look at him bowing his head to receive the thorns and opening his hands to receive the nails. Look at that bravery, which was the strength of love. Look at his sacred heart pierced for you, for me, giving away his blood, giving away his life, giving away his very self to save us. And looking at these mysteries, and filled with hushed wonder, let us take into our heart the lesson that he came to teach. Love one another as I have loved you. The Lord who gave that new commandment did not give it as of old from the distance of a mountaintop. He came down into our midst. He lived among us. He showed us by his words and by his deeds, by his life and by his death, what it would mean to keep it. And he has not only set an example, but he has come to give us the grace that will make us new. For that Lord who washed the feet of his disciples, who suffered on the cross, who lay in the tomb, he is not dead, but alive. Alive today, alive now. Open up your heart to him, my brothers and sisters. Let him live in you. Let him love in you. For this world is growing old, so very old. But behold, he makes all things new.